Friends, we are gathered in the presence of Almighty God to remember His sovereignty in death as in life and to seek His word of comfort to our hearts. While we mourn the loss of a loved one, we rejoice that Olive, who repented of her sin and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for forgiveness of sin, is now absent from the body, very much present with her Lord and Saviour. Can I thank you on behalf of Jan, Steve and the family for joining them and supporting them at this time. The family thank the church here at Oughton Park for accommodating them today for the orders of service, etc. As a fellowship here at Oughton Park Baptist Church, we will deeply miss Olive. She was loyal, she was faithful, she was caring, and I could go on using many terms to describe her, but the family will be paying tribute later in the service. After the committal at Thornton Cemetery, there's an invitation extended to folks to join the family at the Nag's Head in Thornton, and gifts in lieu of flowers to be sent to the Alzheimer's Society. The details are on the back of your order of service. We're going to stand and sing a number of hymns that Olive loved. Our first one is How Great Thou Art. If you haven't got an order of service, it will be number 27 in the green hymn book in front of you, the dark green hymn book. So, O Lord my God, when I an awesome wonder, we'll stand, we'll sing number 27.
Gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then shall I bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Be seated. All have loved the Word of God. She loved the Scriptures to be read to her. One of the portions of Scripture that I read quite a bit to her over the past number of months was Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us pray. Eternal God, Almighty One, Lord of hosts, our gracious Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by your Spirit we come before you today, the one before whom the generations of men rise and pass away. And as you have sent us into this life, so you have appointed a time, a day for our departure from it. As you give, so also you take away, so that we may remember our frailty, so that we may acknowledge the brevity of all things, so that we may trust in you alone, and that our ultimate joy will only be found in you, the living God. And in this time of bereavement, you alone can be our consolation, so speak to us in the solemnity of this hour, as we wait upon you with submissive hearts. Speak to us through your word of things eternal, and so bring comfort and hope and courage to this dear family. We rest in your perfect providence. We trust in your perfect provision. We look to you for grace that sustains and strengthens, and we ask for help that goes beyond any previous experience of it, knowing that you often supply grace in accordance with need, and our need is great, very great just now. Your promises have not and will not fail. Prove yourself to be that caring God, as you have promised to be, and draw near to John, Steve. Draw near to the family at this time. Put your loving, gracious arms around them. May you be their strength. Be with those who will come shortly and pay tribute to our sister Olive. We pray that you would sustain them. Bless the remainder of this service. Bless the family in the days ahead. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. 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 As you see in your order of service, just a number of family members are going to come and give tribute to Olive. I think you know what order you're coming up in. You can all come up together or come up one after the other, whatever you're comfortable with. Okay, so. Okay.
Charles, do you want to come up? Well, is he do not? Okay, mate. Right, obviously, I've done something obviously for myself and on behalf of the three of us, and obviously I'll be reading for Helen. Just like to say, obviously our nan, I love her mother. Grandmother, great-grandmother and friend. A wonderful woman who was caring, generous, intelligent, strong-willed, and would always see the good in people. She was like a second mother to us. And we've all have our great memories to share with our children from our adventures, especially in Wales. She would always treat us with respect and give us all of her love. And I say something when your friends turn around to you and tell you she was like a second nan to them. And how wonderful she was. She always welcomed them with open arms and treated them as one of her own. She is now in heaven with my granddad, and she knows how much she was loved by everyone right to the end, and be proud of my mum and Steve for all that they could do to make sure she was as happy as could be right the way through the tough times. She'll now be hounding my granddad in heaven and disturbing his peace, taking him round to all the garden centres in heaven, then find taking cuttings from any plants she finds. I'm just glad that Darcy, Freddie, Harry and Alfie got to know their little nan and share her love just as we did. You will be missed, but we'll always have you in our hearts. I'd like to say, on behalf of my mum and Steve and all the family, I wish to thank all the friends at the church and Billy, who guided her through all the good and challenging periods, and all the support they've given her, even when she was in hospital for a lengthy time, and all the visitors she got. So thank you on behalf of all the family. Do you want to read it? Okay, my nan, my world, my best friend, Alfie's little nan with the strawberries. Where do I start? Our hearts are broken. You were so special to us all, and we'll never forget you. You were always there to help us day and night. You would always give us your advice when needed. You would never judge us, and you always listened to us. You were our rock with a heart of gold who touched everyone with your kindness and love. You have left me with lots of great memories which I'll never forget, and I look forward to telling Alfie when he is older, and I'm sure we will share lots of giggles. We've spent so much time together over the past few months, and now I feel lost without you. But I know you are now free and will be happy being with our gran. And as Alfie says, you are that little star in the sky shining down on us. I'm sure you'll always be watching over us. So enjoy your time with Grandad, be happy, and give him a big kiss from us. Love you so much, Nan, and I'll never forget you. Love always, Helen. You okay?
We as a family would like to thank you all for coming today to celebrate the life of my Nan, Olive Molyneux. Much loved wife, mother, sister, Nan, and great Nan. Much loved by us all. I would like to say a few words on behalf of myself, my sister Helen and brother Philip about the beautiful woman who we called Nana Mum. She was like a second mum to us, and we have many happy memories growing up of weekends away camping, going to the caravan in Wales, or just sleeping over in her house with my gran Alf. My Nan and Gran were always at the heart of everything, and were much loved by all of our friends growing up. We couldn't have asked for a better family. We were brought up with love, laughter, and a family with values, integrity, and honesty. These values have been passed down and have made us the people we are today. My nan was kind, warm, loving, and a pillar to us and others around here. She was much loved and respected by many. I have many things to thank my nan for. Firstly, my love of nature. She always took us to the local farm to collect fertiliser for her garden. If she could have bottled the smell, she would have. She'd have named it the smell of the country. I also helped her out at the Southport Flower Show for many years, setting up her stall and selling her beloved fuchsias. She bought the three of us Venus flytraps one year, but we overfed them, hoping they would grow into massive ones, like on the film Little Shop of Horrors. Sorry, Nan. I'm also a wine connoisseur, thanks to my nan, who trained me up from a young age. Armed with a stool and a straw, I was chief wine taster to her selection of homemade wines. So today, I'll raise a glass of port to you, Nan. You'll be sadly missed, but you are at peace now. Good night and God bless. Give Gran a big kiss from us. Love always, myself and Dave, Helen and Daryl, Philip and Lindsay. Night, night, sleep tight, little nanny. Love Alfie James. Watch the bed bugs don't bite. Love Freddie, Darcy and Harry. We love you, Nan.
Again, one of Olive's favourite hymns was Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. She knew Jesus Christ, said in my introduction, as her personal saviour. She had repented of her sin and she was assured of heaven when she died on the basis of that. We're going to stand and sing now that hymn, Blessed Assurance. In the green hymn books, that dark green hymn book referred to, its number 568. And after we sing this hymn, Ken will come and lead us in the reading of the Word of God. So again, let us stand to sing Blessed Assurance.
This is my story.
my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Please be seated. Thank you, Ken.
Our reading from God's Word is found in John's Gospel and the third chapter, a well-known portion of the Bible, and we're going to read from verses 14 through to verse 21. John chapter 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes on him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. So reads God's living word. I couldn't but help say a few words on behalf of Val and myself in recollection of Olive this morning. I got to know Olive after Val and I were married a lot better when we were teachers together at a Sunday school in Netherton, on a big housing estate. It was an outreach from the church that we attended and were members of in those days, Aintree Gospel Mission. And Olive regularly, Sunday by Sunday in the afternoons, taught in that that Sunday school a class of girls. I taught some boys. And it was quite exciting days as we saw many youngsters come to Sunday school every Sunday afternoon. That was in the late 60s and the early 70s, so it shows you it's a long while ago. You may say, why do I mention that? Well, when Olive was a patient in the hospital at Aintree from middle of March to the end of May. One day, one afternoon or one evening, can't remember when, but there was three ladies saw Olive in her bed and they recognized her right away. And they came across and they said, do you know who we are? Well, Those were three girls who Olive taught in her Sunday school class all those many years ago. And they wanted to thank Olive there and then for teaching them from the Bible the wonderful message of Jesus Christ. And I thought that was very, very moving. She didn't perhaps fully appreciate in her condition what the girls were saying, but they wanted to express their love and concern and thank Olive for those happy years that they spent together in Sunday school all those years ago. And the most wonderful thing for me, that those three girls were living Christian people, following the Lord Jesus. They had come in years later to a living faith in Jesus Christ. And that's a great encouragement, isn't it, for those of us who teach in Sunday school or have taught in Sunday school, to know that our work teaching young people, children, the gospel is not in vain. So they wanted to affectionately thank Auntie Ol. That's what she was known to them as. Another fond memory for Val and myself as a family was Boxing Day get-togethers. Some of you are smiling, I know, because that was an annual event that Olive and Alf invited us to. And we always enjoyed bringing our children and the children of the extended family to Boxing Day get-togethers, to Boxing Day events. And we always remember those days with great affection. You'll be pleased to know that we always had some banter at those events. The banter was whether you were a red or whether you were a blue. I won't tell you who won. Well, you can guess for me who won. Yeah, right. In later years, Olive became increasingly conscious and concerned about finding a permanent spiritual home. And I can remember we talked with her about coming here to Orton Park Baptist Church. That's what we recommended to her. And she came. She came and she immediately slotted in and felt at home. And we want to thank you, dear friends, this afternoon in Orton Park for the way you took Olive in and made her so happy here in her walk with God over those many years that she attended here in Orton Park Church. She really, really, really appreciated the love and concern of the members of this church, and especially those who visited her in recent months when she was in hospital and in the nursing home. And then finally, I just want to mention one last thing. It was the last evening that Val and I spent with Olive before she went to be with her saviour in Aintree Hospital. She died early, that she went to be with her saviour the next morning. And she was so calm and she was so peaceful. Something that we'd never seen for many months. She'd been so, so disturbed by her condition of Alzheimer's. But this particular night, she was so calm and peaceful. And she listened to Val repeating the words, as Billy's read this afternoon, of Psalm 23. And she repeated Psalm 23 after Val. And then we prayed together. And her face just lit up. And those are our memories of Olive just the night before she went to be with her Saviour. And we are so grateful that her parting words to us that night were, "Good night, God bless." Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. It was distressing to watch Olive's health deteriorate over the past number of years, her mind not as sharp or functioning as it once did, becoming increasingly forgetful, agitated, confused. And friends, for all of that, there was one thing she wasn't confused about, nor forgetful of. She was not confused about who her Savior was. She was not confused about Jesus Christ. She was trusting him for her eternal salvation. Often when she was agitated, when the scripture was read to her, it calmed her troubled spirit. When asked about her favorite hymns, she would often repeat the lines of some of those very familiar hymns that we have been singing today. Olive had many favorite hymns and many favorite Bible books, passages and verses. While in hospital, some of you, her children, and indeed her grandchildren, read passages from John's Gospel. And I would like to turn your attention just for a few moments to one of Olive's favorite Bible verses, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just want to break that verse down for you. For God. You know, we start, friends, with the greatest giver. Olive was generous. She gave of herself. She gave so much love to you, her family. She gave of her substance to the work of the gospel here within the church and further afield. But friends, there is one who is far more generous. And I'm talking about the Lord God Almighty. He is the greatest giver. He is the one who gives life, food, clothing, shelter. And today we celebrate that through Jesus Christ, he gives forgiveness and salvation and eternal life. He gives it to Olive and to everyone who believes. For God so loved. And here we have the greatest motive. You know, we might do some good in order to get something in return. God's motive for being the greatest giver is that he's pure and holy. He gives out of love, not a sickly, sweet love, not a romantic love, but a love that gives for the good of the other, a love that gives without expecting anything in return. God is a God of love. For God so loved the world. The greatest need by this world is a Savior. And by the world, we mean the people of the world, which includes you and me. You know, God's estimation of us, friends, is that we have all sinned. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. As Paul said in his letter to the Romans, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. All have become worthless. There is none who does good, no, not one. That's God's estimation. You see, what God is saying, friends, we all deserve judgment. We all deserve hell fire. We all deserve eternal condemnation. How do we escape? How did Olive escape? How can we stand here today and so confidently say Olive is now in heaven? Well, friends, for God so loved the world that he gave. This is the greatest act from the greatest giver. He gave. God took the first step. He also takes the last step. You know, we can try to do good. You can stand here and say, well, I should get into heaven because I am good. Your estimation of yourself, your estimation of your neighbor counts for nothing. It's God's estimation that counts. And God says there is none good. You can try to be good, but it's never good enough. Who says so? The preacher? No, God says so. God had to give. What did he give? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. My friends, you know what that is? That is the greatest gift. You know, sadly, in the past week, we've been hearing a lot about the MP Joe Cox. but her life was taken. God, however, God gave his son. He gave him to be born in a stable, to be led in a manger, give him to suffer and die and be buried. Truly, Jesus Christ is the greatest gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him. My friends, this is the greatest invitation. Whoever believes in him. Now let me ask you, have you, by grace, accepted God's invitation? That if you repent of your sin and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will have the same joy, the peace, the same assurance that all of have. Let me ask you, have you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted him as Savior? Have you repented of your sin and given your life to Christ? Do you live for him who died for sinners? Olive, by grace, accepted this invitation at one point in her life. She believed. What did she believe? She believed that she was a sinner. She believed that she needed a Savior. She believed that Jesus Christ was that Savior. And she simply embraced it. The greatest invitation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish. And friends, if you're not trusting in Christ, you're perishing. Simple as that. But here is the greatest deliverance. Don't forget the greatest need. We are sinners, and as sinners, we need the greatest deliverance. We need to be rescued. We need to be saved. And Jesus Christ is the one who rescues. Jesus Christ is the one who saves. You know, Olive used to sit here at these meetings on a Wednesday night, through in the middle, the blue room on a Sunday night when we were having our prayer time, and she would pray, and often she was moved to tears as she prayed for members of her family. Daughters, sons, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, she prayed that you would come to know the Savior that she came to know. You see, friends, God promises deliverance for all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Deliverance from judgment, deliverance from hell, deliverance from eternal condemnation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The greatest joy. Olive is absent from the body, she is present with the Lord. We deserve judgment. Instead, we get eternal life. Life without end, life without pain, life without tears, life without mourning. What we are promised is a new and better life and a new and better body, eternally in heaven. That's what's promised to those who believe. That's what was promised to Olive, and that's what she has received now. Yes, her body is in the box. It was a shell. It got weaker. It deteriorated. But the moment she breathed her last, her soul went straight to heaven. And what of that body? A few moments, we're going to head down to Thornton Cemetery. We're going to commit that body to the ground. But there's a day coming when he who cannot lie said, I am coming again. And he will shout, and the dead will rise. And that body will rise. And the body will be raised, an incorruptible body, glorious body, to be reunited with that soul that is now in heaven. Two groups of people here this morning, those who are saved and those who are not. Those who have that assurance of eternal life and those who don't. It would be Olive's prayer that all of you would come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. We see from this verse, friends, the greatest giver, the greatest motive, the greatest need, the greatest act, the greatest gift, the greatest invitation, the greatest deliverance, and the greatest joy. That is the text I want to hold before you as we remember Olive. If you're interested in her forwarding address, okay? Her forwarding address is heaven. And she would dearly love to meet you there. And the only way to meet her there is to go through the door, Christ Jesus. There is no other way. We're going to stand and sing our closing hymn. Again, it's a hymn that Olive loved. One of the verses that we have, portions of scripture has already been referred to. It's "The Lord's My Shepherd." Be number 725 in the green book in front of you. "The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want." We'll stand and sing. Please remain standing after we sing this for the benediction and while the family leave with Olive's remains. So let us stand and sing "The Lord's My Shepherd." Father, we thank you for reminding us of what lies beyond death, and that for Olive, it is a life of joy. For those who die in Christ, there is great comfort. We thank you that Olive is experiencing that comfort. We praise you that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, and that Christ has prepared a place for those who love him. and that he is coming back to receive all his children to himself who are trusting in him. Be with this dear family now as we travel on to Thornton Cemetery. Be with us this day, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.